Everybody, JC here, and welcome to another episode of Cartwheels and Banana Peels. Oh my gosh. Super freaking excited. How could I not be? I have a couple of amazing ladies with me today. We have Lynn and we have Jenny, and they are going to tell you all about who they are. And then we're going to share some funny stories here in just a moment. So Cartwheels and Banana Peels is my brand new baby. And of course, all about sharing funny stories. Not just about our businesses, life. Because let me tell you, we have stuff. We all have stuff, even if we don't think we do. I guarantee. Talk to me. I'll find your funny stories. But let's jump in because I don't want to talk too much. I want to get us started. So, hey, Lynn, will you tell us who you are and what you do?
Sure. My name is Lynn Imhoff. And you know how scary it can be to start dating after a divorce? Well, what I do is I help divorced women 40 plus and fabulous and a little frustrated have the courage to put themselves out there and get crystal clear on the kind of partner and relationship that they're looking for so that they can find that lasting love that they deserve without wasting time.
Oh my gosh, there's days that I think I need you. Other days I'm like, forget it, I'm gonna stay single. Anywho,
I hear
Jenny, Jenny, will you share with us?
For sure. I'm Jenny Mustafa-Julak, and I'm one half of Jenny and Meredith, my wife and business partner. And together, we work with people who have what we call impatient ambition. People who have done some really cool things, but want to do way more, and it's just not happening fast enough. And so we help them figure out how to make that happen so that they can get further faster.
Sitting here with my sisters when I'm going, oh, I'm a client for both of you. How cool is that? I'm definitely impatiently ambitious, as Jenny well knows. Mm-hmm. All right. So I am JC Cormack. I am the storytelling rebel and your story coach, and obviously the founder and host of Cartwheels and Banana Peels. And if you don't know, I taught dance and tumbling for 20 something years. Cartwheels fit really well. So anywho, so I help women entrepreneurs tell entertaining stories that get them their right dream clients. We've all heard the dime a dozen struggle to success stories, and most of us have one of those. But you know what? We can tell those in an entertaining way as well. But anyways, let's get into our funny stories today. So I'm going to pass the baton back to Lynn. Lynn, share your story with us today.
So it is kind of business related because it was about a date. When I was doing online dating, which I did on and off for 10 flipping years. Now, there were some long relationships in there, like a 2-year relationship and a 3-year relationship. So I didn't do online dating for 10 years, but off and on for 10 years. And I did meet my husband. We got married 18 months ago, but aww. A date that I went on before I met him. So I was on JDate, which I wasn't normally on. But I thought I would try it. I thought, you know, I've been married twice before, so I was going to make my mom happy this time and find somebody Jewish because husband number one and two were not. So didn't necessarily follow the plan. So I tried going on JDate and I met this really nice guy. And on paper, great. Nice Jewish dentist, lived in a nice area, nice house, whatever. The only red flag for me was having two younger kids, younger than my son. And I had already decided that I didn't want to date anybody with kids younger than my son, at least that much younger. Because I was like, he was almost done with high school. So I was like moving on and doing that. So we did the normal Starbucks date for the first date. Mm-hmm. And really nice guy. But you know that sometimes there's that voice that's telling you there's something off, but you can't really figure it out. Well, I didn't listen. So I went on a second date. Lesson learned. Went on a second date and we had dinner. I think it was like 2 days later. And nice dinner, nice conversation. The restaurant was in a mall. So he asked if he could walk me to my car since it was in a big parking lot. Thought that was nice. Scored points for that. So we get to the car and then he asked me if he can give me a kiss goodnight. Okay, gentlemen, at least he asked. So he gives me a kiss goodnight. And within a couple seconds, he started to hump my leg. And I mean, like a dog on a freaking tree, hump my leg. Can't make this shit up there. So, and my back is against the car. So I put my hands in between and like pushed him away. Right. And he looks at me with this look like, not your thing. And I was like, no. It's like, right? Look at your face. Like, I was like, no. So I rushed in. I like hurriedly get into the car and think that's the end of it. Right. And it was with him. But the funnier part of the story is that my mom, who lives in Florida and I'm in Chicago, it was like ESP. Like, she knew within 20 seconds of me getting in the car, she called, how was the date? Because of course I told her I was going on a date, which maybe I shouldn't have, but I did. So it was okay. Well, what do you mean it was okay? It was okay. When are you going to see him again? I'm not going to see him again. Because she, of course, had the wedding already planned because he was a dentist. You know, so I was like, I don't think I'm going to see him again. Lynn, you're being too picky. No, I'm really not being too picky. I know what I'm looking for, and I just don't think he's the right guy for me. But he is a dentist, and you have so much in common, and I know, but I'm not going to see him again. Lynn, I really think you're being too picky. And this went on for a good, like, 5 minutes. And it was like, until I finally told her the truth. Mom, he humped my leg.
Oh, my gosh.
He did not. Mom, like, you think I can make this stuff up? Like, I really can't make it. Like, I have a pretty good imagination, but I can't make this up. And I really didn't want to tell her the truth, but she was kind of pushing. So I told her, to this day, I'm not sure if she believes me.
Oh my goodness.
But live and learn about trusting, you know, the whole moral of the story. Trust your gut. Like, that's what I teach as well. But, you know, it's one of my funnier dating stories because it wasn't just the leg humping. That was the funny part. It was her reaction to it. And whether you're Jewish or not, I'm sure, you know, and I've heard other relationships, other religions, whether you're Catholic or anything else, we all have moms that want
us
to be happy, right? And want us to find the one, whoever that is. But so that, you know.
Not Humpty Dumpty.
Exactly. So that was one of my funny dating stories.
That was like, made me tear up. I was laughing so hard, but at the same time, it was kind of scary. So that was kind of a mix. That was a little scary. I'm glad that you were safe and that you got away safely, because it could have gone a different direction. Because as single women, or anybody, I guess, doesn't have to be just women, because the guys have crazy women that go after them.
I have heard some horror stories.
And so, you know, it's a little, anyways, I'm sure anybody out there dating, because you just made me remember a bad date of my own, similar. So,
but he sounded so polite. It's weird. Yeah. May I kiss you? Not your thing. Mm-hmm. After humping your leg, which is not a sentence I thought we were going to say today.
Super polite. You know, walked me to my car. It was a big mall parking lot. You know, and he was a nice guy. But I had this, like, there was something I feel was a little off, and I couldn't put my finger on it, you know.
Yeah.
But live and learn. And, you know, the truth is, I am one of those people who, like, I don't regret any date or any relationship I've ever been in, because I fully believe that it led me to where I needed to be and where I am. And I needed to learn something about trusting my gut, you know, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Always a lesson in something. So.
My goodness, girl. Yes. And you know what? That is amazing, because then when you're working with clients, you have had those bad experiences. So you're going to understand and be prepared, which is amazing as well. For
And more good than bad, just so you know, for those of you who are scared to do online dating, more good experiences than bad.
I met a lot of people that I ended up being lifelong friends with. So though I'm kind of done with the whole online dating thing, I'm like, ew, no more, but I've done it. So anyways, let's pass the baton to Jenny, Miss Jenny.
Hi. So, okay. I am sitting in an Airstream. This is my Airstream. And I thought I'd show a picture. That's what I'm pulling up. Oh, turn. There we go. This is our truck and Airstream the day we were picking it up. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a 28-foot Airstream. It's very exciting. But what you need to understand is that my wife and I, before this drove a Mini Cooper. And so like once upon a time, remember when you were a kid and you had to learn how to drive and you had to learn how to parallel park and all of the things? Did you know, you might not know this, that you don't have to do anything special at all to tow a 28-foot trailer with a big old truck? Nobody gives you a test. Nobody checks to see if you're allowed. It's just a thing. So when we went to pick up our trailer, we were very nervous and we had studied really hard on YouTube, as you do, to learn how to do anything now, how we were going to, on Earth, pick up a trailer in downtown Dallas-Fort Worth.
I don't actually know. That's where you were?
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Pick up this trailer that is, again, 28 feet and 6,600 pounds behind already a truck that my Mini Cooper would have fit in the bed in. And they walked us through every single thing. Like they walked us around the trailer. They told us how to use every hose, every spigot, every button, every latch, make sure we knew how to do absolutely everything. I took video of the level of detail. But then when it came to driving the truck, they were like, or driving the trailer and pulling it, they said, there's a bump when you leave, be careful. That was it. There's a bump when you leave, be careful. So I pulled out white knuckles before we're even out of the freaking driveway, as you can imagine. My wife next to me trying to figure out how are we going to actually do this. We get through the big scary bump, which is more of a dip. You know those dips coming out of a parking lot? Like that was terrifying. And then we drove kind of in circles, like 3 miles an hour back and forth trying to figure it out. So fast forward, we get out of the parking lot, we get out of the little, you know, few blocks that we kind of tested. And we're like, okay, this seems like a good time to get on I-35, right? That's totally normal. Oh. And so then we get on I-35 and find out that I think Dallas has a beltway. I think I was on it. I'm not really sure. The other thing is the trailer is wider than the truck. It's a little wider than, you know, a lane on I-35, turns out. And so we just kind of watch. I don't know how we got there, but we got to our spot and we figured it out. And since then, we have become like the queens of maneuvering this thing. And we found, and I'm sorry, this is going to sound sexist, but we have found that the fact that we are two women is the reason that this works. Mm-hmm. So the biggest challenge in RV life is backing up the trailer into a spot. And it's a little bit of a spectator sport. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but like when you get to a campground, there's a whole bunch of dudes. Yeah. Probably yeah. Barbecuing and drinking beer. Mm-hmm. And they like to swoop in because they see two ladies, driving this thing. And they are always ready. I have had some of the most disgusting mansplaining ever. One guy who I met 30 seconds ago said, give me the keys. I'll park it for you, little lady. And I was like, here, have my house and my car. You seem trustworthy. Get over here. So Meredith and I have figured out lots and lots of ways to get really good at this. And so now I don't give the best directions, right? So Meredith is definitely the navigator when we're driving or when we're parking, because she gives really good directions. She'll be like, turn a little more to the passenger, like a little less, give me a little more passenger. Okay, that's good. Now slowly go backward, keep it straight. And I'll be like, go that way. So she gets to win on the directions. And I listen to directions very well, which is, again, is why I think women are better at this. So anyway, we back up and like one time these guys would not shut up. So we decided, you know what? We're going to shut them up by using sign language because Meredith and I happen to be fluent in American Sign Language. So we decide to do the entire backup of like backup, left, right. We're doing it all in sign language, right? And we finish and then I hop out and these jaws are agape. And we just said, hey, what's going on? And they kind of jolted. It was so fantastic. Oh, so anyway, I don't have a long way to point to my.
You guys were deaf. They probably had
no idea. They probably did, which is horrible. And my deaf friends, I'm sorry that we had to bust it out, but we just had to shut these men up because they just keep saying stuff like turn it hard or kick it this way. Or they say these weird words that mean nothing where we don't even say right or left. We say passenger or driver to make it really clear. Anyway, my long-winded point is to know if you're the person who gives better directions or takes better directions and ignore all the mansplainers around you.
Oh my gosh. That's great though. And I used to live in Dallas, Fort Worth. So the idea, like Fort Worth is one thing, but Dallas, oh my God. So I'm like, I'm was a farm girl. I grew up a farm girl, but I still suck at backing up a trailer. I don't know why. I just.
Oh my God. So that's the other thing, if I may, because one of my clients was like, oh my God, you've never towed anything? I'm like, I'm a city girl. Before this, we lived in New York and LA and Boston. Like, we are city girls. I never had a tractor. I've never towed anything. And not for nothing, when I first picked up the first trailer, the first one we got was here in LA. The first time I ever towed anything was on the Hollywood freeway.
Oh my gosh.
So it wasn't like, watch for the cow. It was, you know, watch for like Hollywood people. So I'm just saying. Yeah. I haven't killed anybody yet, Knockwood.
It's impressive.
Everybody laughs, gets a giggle at me because they're like, what do you mean you can't back up a trailer? I'm like, not very well. They're like, yeah, but the first thing you drove was a tractor. I'm like, yeah, I know.
I am the absolute best at it because I've had audiences of mansplainers to show up and I do it better than they do.
Awesome. You rock. Awesome. You rock. Oh my gosh. All right. So share today. Some of you may know that one of the things on my long resume of things I've done in my life is I used to actually lead ghost tours at a really cool historic hotel on the border of Mexico and Arizona where I live, currently where I live anyway. So I had a bunch of people yesterday asking me like, oh my God, JC, we want to hear a ghost story. So I'm actually going to share that today instead of necessarily a funny story, but I'm all about entertaining stories. So I agreed to take on and manage here a year or so, 2 years ago, whatever it was, and for a while and take on and manage the Gadsden Hotel, the bar, the hotel, the restaurant, the Hoshimizzle, right? Well, it was haunted. I'm a girl that almost everywhere I've ever been, stuff shows up around me, but I grew up in a house with activity, quote unquote. So there was no way for me to ever deny it because I've always had it around me. So I walk in and I'm like, haunted my butt. We'll see. We'll see. Whatever. Oh my gosh. Stuff happened to me almost every day there. There was one particular day that I was sitting in my office, and which was right on the main gorgeous lobby floor. And there's a mezzanine level and there's this big grand marble staircase that goes up and splits off in both directions. And behind that is the terrace. Of course, that is open and you can see out on the street and so forth. Of course, on either end of the terrace are these double doors. Now, this is an old hotel that was built in the early 1900s. Super gorgeous, all inlaid with gold, marble, you name it. So this storm kind of blew in, but it wasn't a massive storm. One of my employees and I are sitting in my office, and all of a sudden I hear those doors at one end of the terrace just slam open. I mean, hard. And I snapped my head. I'm like, what is that guy doing? He's going to break our doors. And I was not a happy camper because there's this dude standing up there in like a cowboy hat and a freaking duster. And in that split second, I realized, gosh, that's not a real person because that is a gray silhouette. But I could tell that it was a cowboy. I'm like, nuh-uh. I couldn't get up out of my chair and around my desk fast enough and out my door and up those stairs. But as I was going, my staff member said, yeah, I see him too, because I said something, obviously. But I got up, there was not a soul. Well, shouldn't say it that way. There wasn't a living person. He was nowhere to be found. I searched the terrace. I searched all over. Nowhere. And then later, I began to hear these stories from other staff members about this cowboy that different ones had seen. And I'm like, oh my God, I've seen him. It's the first time I had seen a full-bodied apparition. Totally blown me away. I've never seen that since. I can't say I want to see it again, but I wasn't scared. I just went after him. So anyways, there's my ghost story for the day.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. Yeah, but I led ghost tours there. And so we would go down in the basement and there's an old speakeasy that's been redone. And they had a brothel back in the day down there, of course. And so there's one of those that, you know, one of the rooms that's made up like that. And so we always had a lot of fun. And I had a lot of experiences during the tours as well. A lot of cool stuff that happened. But so anyway, just never know what might happen to you. Oh my gosh. All right. So let's go back around and wrap this guy up today. Lynn, will you share with us where people can find you and what you might have to offer for them?
Sure. You can always find me on Instagram at Lynn with an E, L-Y-N-N-E, Imhoff Coaching. And I do have a free gift called Three Rules for Dating Again. You must know now. They're not what you think. And do you want me to put the link in the chat or how do you want me to do that?
I will share that in the show notes. Okay.
So that's what my free gift is.
Fantastic. I might just have to go download that myself, y'all. All right, Jenny.
So we are all over the internet as Jenny and Meredith. You just got to spell it right. Check the show notes. It's Jenny with an IE, Meredith with a Y. You know, we'd got to be complicated if we can make it. I mean, at least we didn't make you spell Mustafa Julak or pronounce it. We just want to say we didn't make you do that. But if you go to meredithandjenny.com, you'll be able to sign up for our wildly entertaining emails. We do all kinds of really fun stuff. And we'd love for you to be part of our crazy world of impatiently ambitious humans who are doing things that matter.
Oh my gosh, I freaking love it. All right, you guys, if you want to sit at this round table with us, this virtual kitchen table round table, what are we, the Knights of the Round Table? Anyway, this virtual kitchen table, I don't know, we're going off to battle though. Go over to cartwheelsandbananapeels.com if you're not already there, happen to be there, and you can be a guest. It's right in the top, just boop. And you can get an invitation to sit at this virtual kitchen table with me and share stories and just bond with some of your other entrepreneurial sisters. It is a blast. I love having you. And if you're also wondering, well, funny, I don't know how to be entertaining. Well, then hello, hello, right here. You need to work with me because I guarantee I can find your funny stories. Guarantee it. There's just no doubt. But it's more than just having those stories and knowing what they are, it's how we present them and how we deliver them. So there is a lot more to it, you guys. But I'm so excited you guys were here today. Watch out for the ghosts wherever they might show up in strange places and or on a date, who knows, in the back of the trailer, trying to move the trailer around. I don't know. All right, you guys, have an amazing day. I'm JC, Jenny, and Lynn. We are out of here.
Thanks for having us.